Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Ali, and Dylan hanging out here on this Monday morning. Passionate conversation surrounding the Braves. Brian Snicker with the future of this club is. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We are going to get into some NFL news in just a second. Ali, you and I were kind of cracking up a minute ago because we both saw this story. There was a zebra on the loose.
Ed. Mr. Ed was on the loose.
Ed was on the loose. I think this was in, is this South Tennessee?
Yeah.
Rutherford County.
He was found in Tennessee. He's been on the loose for a week since May 30th. Ed has been on the loose. He's a pet. Crazy. It's not like he escaped from a circus or anything. He is a pet.
Pet zebra.
Yes. Laura Ford is she's his owner. Very excited to have Ed back. But what's cracking me up is I can't stop looking at the photo of him being airlifted.
I know, dude.
He's caught, you know, even call that? He's like in a baggie,
yeah,
but it's sheer.
I don't know.
It's like a net. Okay. So they're lifting him in a net. And you can just tell he's like, oh, my bad.
And he's like, yo, they got me. Free Ed.
I'm so glad he's healthy, though, because I know a few years ago, it might be like a decade now, Zebra got loose on the downtown connector here.
Yeah.
And that did not work out so well.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Always, I feel like in Atlanta, there's always some kind of animal loose running around.
Something crazy
happens.
Like, oh,
man, did you guys see that lion? Or like, you know, you're just like, what?
Right.
That's not good.
Who had that and why?
A couple pythons out in Piedmont Park. You're like, man, where did these things come from?
But I didn't know a zebra was something you could have as a pet because I thought they were kind of like an endangered species. But who knows? I'm glad that Ed, though, is back with his owners because clearly that's where he wants to be.
The guilty look on his face in that airlift.
I think it would be more of an exotic animal. I'm not sure they're endangered anymore or if they ever were. I'm not sure if they ever were.
Right.
I don't know enough about zebras to know if they were endangered. I'm sure at one point in time they probably got hunted for some dumb reason by man to do that because, I mean, you're not eating zebra or anything, but I don't think they're definitely exotic, though. I mean, you can't find them here. Isn't that the definition of exotic?
Yeah. if you have to import an animal, that's probably exotic.
Although, of all the animals you're going to, like, import and then release into the wild, I wouldn't mind a zebra being... I mean, I'd rather zebras being running wild in, like, the state of Florida than anacondas and pythons and stuff.
No, thank you, man.
Goodness. Apparently, not all zebra species are endangered. Did you know there's different species of zebras?
Black zebras and white zebras, right? No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Yeah, mountain zebras. There's mountain zebras.
Wow.
What does a mountain zebra look like?
I have no idea what a mountain zebra looks like.
I also have seen, and this is according to American Wildlife Foundation, that, like you said, the mountain zebra don't seem like they're in danger, but the grevy zebra is listed as an endangered species on the red list of threatened species, again, according to the African Wildlife Foundation.
I'm not trying to call you out, but the who, because I want to Google it.
Grevy, G-R-E-V-Y.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a zebra trust of those. Yeah, now they do look a little bit different. The Grevy is a little bit, looks a little bit taller. And the mountain zebra looks a little bit stockier based on the picture that I Googled. Not that there might not be a difference in the picture, but they definitely look different. I can tell.
So the mountain zebra is a little bit more stallion-esque, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I would say it's a little more like donkey-ish.
A little more miniature horse. I don't know.
A little more hee-haw in it.
It looks to me the Grevy looks more like, you know, 6'1", 220, and the mountain looks a little more 5'9", 220, I'd say 245, you know, like the stocky, wow, you know, or 225, something like that, wow, a little stockiness. But
if you want to see Ed's lift of shame, basically, is what it looks
Let's
like.
Let's put it this way.
It's on Twitter. Yeah.
If Mark Zeno was a zebra, he'd be the mountain zebra and not the Grevy.
Wow. And you take a shot at Zeno because you know that he held the fort down on Friday.
I know he's
listening today, man.
You're gonna rile him up before
Friday. Here we go.
Good. I mean, I didn't even take any shots at him last week, and he came in like a little angry man. So I think it was because he had to wear sleeves.
Is that what it was? He had to.
Yeah, he had drill over the weekend, and he had to leave right after here. So he came in full. Full gear, and he had his little sleeves on and everything. He was very happy. I mean, he was very happy, but Allie was probably happy he was wearing sleeves, too.
A little bit less uncomfortable. Real quick before we get into Life of Squid, it was just released a few minutes ago that the Packers are going to release cornerback Jair Alexander after 7 seasons. Looks like he was halfway through that extension that he signed. It was a 4-year extension. He got 2 years into that. They're going to let him go. He's still due. The Packers are going to pick up $17 million in salary cap space for this season by getting rid of him, but it was an $84 million contract extension. They tried to find middle ground. We had talked about this a couple of times this year. I evidently could not. His time, look, and he's a great player, but I will never be able to forget him just walking out for the coin flip. Was that 1 or 2 years ago out in Carolina? He's not even a team captain, and he just decides, you know what, I think I'm going to go out there and call tails. He's from the Carolina area. He walks out onto the field for the pregame and is like, hey, tails! And then almost messed up the defer and whether or not what they wanted to go on defense. But that saga coming to a close for him in Green Bay, I am positive, even though he had an injury history there recently, positive that he's going to find somewhere to land. I don't know where that'd be, and it's not going to be the Atlanta Falcons. So
how do you know?
I would not even get my hopes up.
How do you know it's not going
to be? It's too much money. Asking too much money.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to pay that. I mean, I don't know what he thinks he's going to make. They're going to have to pick up what was already guaranteed.
The same reasons that I don't think Jalen Ramsey will be, and it's even more for Jalen, because at least Jalen Ramsey has a relationship with Raheem. Jair Alexander, I'm like, dude, I don't know how much he's going to ask, but it's probably going to be too much for the Atlanta Falcons.
Can I just say the truth? You're not looking for him. That's the number one reason. That would be the number one reason, is you're not looking for a guy. Jalen Ramsey stuff, I'm sure they're interested, but they're not going to pay. And if Jair Alexander came here, it would have to be – that would have to be some kind of relationship we don't know about or something going on. But right. Alexander hasn't really been good either last year or so.
I mean, I think it was a PCL he had 2 years ago. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I'm with you. I don't think we're in the market. Now, should we be in the market for an extra corner? Probably an extra one, but none like, you know, the all pro caliber going to be asking north of $15 million a year. I don't see that happening either. So it is what it is. We kind of are what we are back there in the secondary. Until something shakes out with other players on the team, I think you're just kind of stuck where you're at in terms of the cap and everything else. And there's always ways to massage that, but I don't see us doing it for a guy like Jair Alexander. Like I said, I don't know that he matches the ethos we're always talking about for Raheem Morris. So it is what it is.
The ethos thing was more of an Arthur Smith thing. That's the guy that hammered home the ethos comment.
No, Raheem did too. Played his ethos comments when he was on like Bussing with the Boys and things like that.
That's the only guy that was. I feel like Arthur made it a hammering point. You know why? Because I think it's Terry's thing. I think that's why Arthur was so. I think that's why he always said it. Because I don't know. I don't know what their relationship was, but I can tell you, Arthur, some of these moves that y'all want to kill Terry for, you might want to look at Mark Zeno's bestie and Arthur Smith, because he Kyle Pitts, that's an Arthur Smith move.
It's not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
Yeah, I used the Baron Burton's W sauce on my pork belly that I then sliced into bacon and threw on the Blackstone and seared. It made kind of like this thing. It's basically what you get at New York Prime when you order the bacon. That thick,
yeah, it hangs that, over the drying rack, if you will.
No.
It's not that kind?
This is thick cut bacon.
Okay.
I mean, you should check Twitter because I posted it yesterday.
I think I'll stay off Twitter.
And the Allen Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics from our friends at New Realm. Dude, I was going to talk about – I'm going to talk about this Clayton Kershaw thing, but y'all can tell me that Twitter don't have its goodness, but it does sometimes because
– No doubt.
I just literally refreshed, and besides trying to correct our boy Manny, who is a big listener, and he's always tweeting me about his wrongness of his hatred of AA and how he hasn't done stuff here. There's a Twitter account called Dudes Posting Their W's, and they've got a kid in a racing helmet, and he's out in a little arena with a billy goat, and he's in three.
They
point,
headbutting each other.
Yes. He's in 3-point stance.
Oh, wow.
And they're just trying to see who can push who. And, like, he gets down and, like, he goes at – now, he doesn't, like, come off the ball at the goat. But right. When he says hut.
Yeah. Oklahoma drill.
He puts his – no, not even that. He gets on all fours and then lowers his head. And them and the goat go at it. And then, like, he stands up and the goat stands up. And they headbutt again. It's phenomenal. I've watched it on loop. Pretty much since the segment started, and it's phenomenal. But
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Clayton Kershaw has got an issue with the Cardinals. So Kershaw pitched yesterday. And before the game, the Cardinals at Busch Stadium, they video board flashed a Matt Adams serious clinching home run, which happened against Kershaw in Game 4 of the 2014 NLDS. And they played it on loop for a couple minutes. And so they asked Kershaw about it, and he said, quote, "I think it's a little Bush League, but I don't expect anything less from these guys, so it's no worries." First off,
wow,
not a Cardinals fan, not a fan of the organization overly. I've hated them since Tony La Russa was the manager there and ran his mouth in the 96 NLCS about the Braves and tried to call out the Braves, and then the Braves came back from, I believe, 3-1 to beat them. So Tony La Russa can suck it. But that said, I have no issues with the Cardinals playing that video. As first off,
like
we
the
go
lesser
to,
of two evils.
We go to New Orleans every year, and every year they want to bring, they want to be, you know what, Bush League, what they do with their video board, the Saints, that's Bush League. But Clayton Kershaw, who is on a stacked team, one of the greatest teams money can ever buy, to complain and whine. I mean, dude, you're a veteran. Like, if a video of you giving up a home run 11 years ago after, what, two World Series now and a couple of Cy Youngs really, really gets six in your crawl, then, I mean.
Doesn't sound to me like it's stuck in his crawl. He's just like, I think he, look, and I've told you
calling
before.
Calling it Bush League, I think the correct response would have been like, I mean, what do I care? I got two World Series, Cy Youngs, I'm a Hall of Famer. I mean, video boards don't bother me while I'm warming up.
I've told you before that, you know, I grew up as a Cubs fan, and I went to the season opener the year after they won the World Series, and it was at St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about just going out of your way to belittle the fact that the Cubs just won a World Series for the first time in 108 years. It's trotted out every World Series trophy they had, trotted out every Hall of Famer that was still alive, and had the Clydesdales going around the outfield. Now, a lot of that they do every year, but it was like, dude, can't the Cubs just have their moment? Nope.
That's Bush League, but also that's a rivalry thing. But I just think this one is, I don't know, be upset about this. I mean, dude,
yeah.
get real. I mean, that's, yeah. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think it's ridiculousness from Clayton Kershaw, but I expect that from a Dodger.
Yeah, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place, 6 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Until then, make sure you
stay off Twitter, Atlanta.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.